News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Suzanne Ryan. She's the Managing Director at Bluebird Care Ireland. Suzanne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby. It's great to be here.
Now, I want to have a look at your journey, Suzanne, your corporate journey, and maybe tell us a little bit about your early days. You're the eldest of six. As you say yourself, you're from a salt-of-the-earth background in County Galway. Your dad was a chef. Your mum was a housewife, as they were known then. And we nearly lost you to hospitality. Is that right?
Something like that.
Right.
That's a very good summary. I suppose I'm what we'd call in Galway a townie, original Galwegian or Galway girl. Grew up very near the city, very near the university, in the back of the hospital.
Yeah.
Eldest of six, five of us quite quickly. My mum had five under four, so with twins at the end. So
wow.
That was good. And then my younger brother joined us. So good, very hard working, you know, family. Unfortunately, we lost my mum when I was 16, so that was tough. She had got pancreatic cancer when I was 15.
Oh,
and
dear.
And then she passed away the year after. So I think that was possibly pivotal in my journey in connection with being a leader, having to take over responsibility at home, but also seeing care and support as well firsthand. I was always good at school. I always knew I'd probably go on to do better things. I would have been the first maybe in my family to go on to university, you know, in the extended family. So that was big.
Yeah, but you say yourself that you always saw education as an enabler. Tell me a little bit about your the science of your thinking there.
Absolutely. I think that I see it as a leveler in society and in community, because no matter who you are or where you come from, if you have the chance to expose yourself to education, it really can set you apart. If you invest in yourself and you use it as a way to improve yourself, get ahead, step ahead. So for me, I had a very good career guidance school in secondary. I knew I was kind of doing well in school and I wanted to be my best. I chose what was then NIHE Dublin because they had 6 months work experience. So back in the late 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
That was novel, you know, so that you don't actually just come out with the degree. And I possibly also wanted to go away. I was only less than a kilometre from the university in Galway, but I was kind of big sights and headed up to the what we call the big smoke, you know.
Great. You worked as a Guinness rep. I think that might have been at your time in college. You joined the Jones Group. And you also worked with Kerry Ingredients. So marketing was your lean. Is that right in those early jobs?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose you're kind of topping your class in secondary school and then you go into a class of 140, which what was then by then DCU. And you're kind of just the same as everybody else. So you try and find your niche. And I probably didn't know in first year and second year with all the subjects that we covered. Now, I liked them all and I did well, but as I went on then into third year, by the end of second year, I got a feel for the consumer buyer behaviour, marketing research, marketing management, and I just had a bit of a lean towards them.
Yeah.
You know, previous to that, all through school, I had worked in hotels and hospitality, possibly following my dad. And I got this aha moment at one stage when I realised that when everybody else is out celebrating, those in hospitality are the ones that are working.
Oh, do you? Who are you telling?
Absolutely. So, no, marketing, I was fortunate enough, I suppose, to get my Guinness experience very, very early on, both as a Guinness rep and working for them, you know, in their offices for a couple of summers. I did my placement, my intra placement with the university in the Jones Group. And then after I did my master's back in Galway, I'm back to UCG then to do my master's in marketing. I did my master's. I had a couple of languages from DCU. So I was recruited on a joint initiative by Kerry Group and the IDA. And I headed off to the States to join Kerry Ingredients.
Yeah. So it was in the States you worked with them?
Yeah. So it was in a place called Beloit, Wisconsin, which is about an hour and a half north of Chicago, right in the big Wisconsin is to be very famous for what they call the cheddar heads.
Yeah.
Because it's massive ingredients, massive cheese, big dairy farm. So that was a really good experience to exposure to something else as well. I was looking back then on the South American market. So doing marketing research for the South American market as they were going through an acquisition strategy.
So how long did you stay in the States?
I was in the States 2.5 years before I had a very tasty and tempting offer to come back.
So Pat McDonough came calling.
Pat McDonough came looking for the Galway girl to come back west again. So I was with Supermax then as head of marketing for 5 years.
Wow. And again, you know, being from Galway, Supermax being quintessentially a Galway brand, you know, Pat's commitment to the GA, all that grassroots stuff, as well as running, you know, a very, very busy food and beverage operation. So, you know, I know Pat, and I know the way he works, and you would have worked hard there.
Well, I suppose it was a bit of a baptism of fire, and I got so much experience and exposure on so many levels.
Yeah.
And I think any job you go into, if you try and learn as much as you can, and possibly you only realise what you learned when you look backwards. And I had some great phrases I learned from Pat, you know, in connection with dealing with suppliers. One of them that I picked up quite early on was, you better sharpen your pencil. You know, you'd have a supplier across the desk from you, and no matter how good or competitive they'd come in with the deal, I'd say, well, no, you better sharpen your pencil there on that. You know? And I nearly said it with a Cultulla accent, even though I was a townie. So it was great. Pat and Ina were very, very hard workers. I still know them to this day.
Yeah.
And I learned an awful, awful lot. We had doubled the number of, as Pat would call them, the shops, even though there were restaurants in my tenure there. And it was just very much grassroots. You were no marketing manager. You were one of the staff. You'd have a shop opening. You'd work all week and you'd head down there then on a Friday. I don't know where the Organisation Working Time Act would have come in back then, but it was just all that experience.
No, I know exactly that. And the fact that I know Pat and the way he operates, I could see exactly the type of role that you would play there.
Yeah, but if you didn't have an understanding for what was happening on the field or what was happening in the shops, so you couldn't actually really, really relate to the managers, or you couldn't support them. So you'd be running out this kind of cool marketing campaign, but unless you knew that this was going to fit in with the operations or how you needed the point of sale delivered, or, you know, who was going to do the campaign management, or how, I suppose, those kind of moments of truth would be enacted. So there's no point in having a campaign if it's not landing with those that are going to deliver it at the cold.
3,000 lads coming back from a GAA game wanting to know about the marketing campaign.
Yeah, no, it's funny because even this weekend now, and I'm thrilled with the Galway team, obviously, Galway Babu and Morak. So, but, you know, even those sponsorships, you know, big national campaigns, but yet going to, you know, the last training run before an All Ireland final, and you know, you'd have the media there, and you know, but the lads wouldn't be wearing the jerseys. Wherever you go, you'd have to bring a bag of jerseys with you.
All right, you're transitioning to healthcare then. How did that come about?
I suppose I had started to have a family. You know, after I left Supermax, and from there, I got involved in healthcare and primary care centres. So that was where managing GP practices.
Yeah.
That's how I got into that initially. And then after that, 2007, I had my little one, Leslie, at the time was about 10 months old. I went back and did my postgraduate diploma in health science in primary care because I'd been working in that area then for 6 or 7 years.
Went back to college with what, 5 kids?
I went back to college twice with 5 kids.
My God.
A sucker for punishment.
But I really admire people who are able to do that, you know, with a busy work life, a hugely busy home life, and you put yourself under that massive pressure.
Yeah, thank you. And it was great exposure. I mean, the postgrad at the time was, it got me back. It got me specialised in the whole area of health science. I had I'm now a graduate of the College of Medicine and Nursing and Health Sciences back in UCG as it was. But for that, I got a bit of the bug as well in education. I went back then to start my MBA in 2010. The youngest was 3 at the time. The eldest was 9. So it was a busy time, but it's in those times when you're testing yourself and you're pushing yourself that you kind of realize your resilience, your grit, and the fact that possibly think you never lose certain things.
So you worked with Home Instead, and now you're with the enemy, I suppose, or the opposition. You're now with Bluebird Healthcare. Bluebird Care Ireland. Similar types of businesses. You know, you've recently been appointed the MD. Tell us a little bit, firstly, about that business.
So Bluebird Care is one of the premier providers of home care in Ireland. Similarly, as you said, my background is with Home Instead as well. And before that, I worked for Páirc Ó Cadhia, who had a startup in the home care sector. So I've pretty much been in home care since 2011. So quite familiar with it. So what we do is we provide a range of supports into people in their homes. So the best place for people to be and where they want to end up is in their home, where they have all of their memories. They're very, very familiar. And I suppose when I look at my health science background, the health outcomes for people, how they do, how they live, how their quality adjusted life years are, they're best placed at home.
Absolutely. You know? There's no doubt about that.
And
everybody, I think, to a person, ideally would like to remain in their own home as they get old. It's to me, it's second nature. And unfortunately, that's, you know, it doesn't happen in lots of cases.
And I suppose there's possibly what you'd look at a transition or this you know, transition to care and different types of care. And, you know, I've also worked managing nursing homes, so I do know that there's a place also for them. But the best place for people to be, and if you can keep people as safe, as healthy and as happy at home in their lives, that's the way to be. So Bluebird Care looks after, you know, thousands of clients up and down the country through a network of 23 offices that employ over 2,500 people.
Yeah, it's a big operation.
Yeah, we go in and support people as healthcare assistants, as, you know, healthcare support workers, or what people would be normally commonly known or referred to as carers. So they go in and work with families, work with individuals, work with even some agencies, looking at areas of disability care, you know, help with social care, as well as what we would be traditionally known as, to help with elderly care.
And is one of your major challenges the HSE poaching your staff? Or is that a myth?
It's not a myth. I suppose staffing in general would be a big challenge.
Yeah.
We're at with full employment. You know, traditionally, we wouldn't have been looking at that. The caring sector was a very, you know, kind of sexy sector. It's very much a vocation. And so the challenges of getting people to work and remain within the sector. So you do everything you can to retain staff. Obviously, the HSE have the same challenges because we're all fishing from the same pool.
Yeah.
So sometimes when they run a recruitment campaign, you know, you would be at the risk of losing some staff. You try and keep them, you know,
or
have some tough conversations.
But finally, you mentioned it earlier, Suzanne, it's a big weekend for Galway. As somebody who was very involved with Galway GAA in your Supermax years, I presume you're staying around for the game, are you?
Do you know what? I might give Pat McDonough a ring after this, because Supermax has got a few free mentions. So maybe Pat and Una have a ticket somewhere up there.
And tell him he better sharpen his pencil when you're looking for the tickets as well, yeah?
Something like that.
All right. Well, Suzanne Ryan, Managing Director of Bluebird Care Ireland, thanks so much for joining us today.
Carolina Market.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.